Hello and welcome to King of Our Nightmares. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Noah.
And we're jumping back to the last of the early Bachman books with The Running Man that was also made into a very terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, which was terrible for the time. I think out of all of those, not counting Red Sonja, because I don't think that's officially a movie. I think that's just trash. It might be one of Schwarzenegger's worst of the 80s. It's nearly, I think it's equally as bad as Conan the Destroyer. But Running Man takes place in the future of...
the far distant future of 2025. I'm going to reread this again next year.
I know. We didn't time it right.
Yeah. It's funny. I read this book 10 years ago. Innocent, young, 13, 14-year-old me reading this and thinking, man, 2025, it's close, but it's still the future. Mm-hmm. You know, here I am.
Yeah, I read almost 2011. So. Oh, boy. Yeah, I read it probably around the same time you read it, actually a little before. I am a little older than you, but I was a teenager. This is an angry book.
I mean, all the Bachman books are angry.
This might be the most angsty angry of all of them. Even Rage, I would take.
I think I know part of the reason, probably, because he wrote this one in 1 week.
What?
Yeah, King confirmed that. That's a book he has written in 1 week. He talked about it in some like essay or afterword when he was talking about critics complaining that he pumps out so many books. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look at old authors like Edgar Wallace. And he was like, this is the fastest he has ever written a novel.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. But you can tell because this book is... it might be the most fast-paced King book.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the chapters are set up like a time.
Like a countdown.
A countdown. Zero. And you don't know till what until near the end. But in the future, the network controls basically everything. And there are different programs that the poor can get on to make some quick money, but you'll probably die doing it. And our protagonist, whose name is, I can't remember his name.
Ben Richards.
There's the Ben I was talking about in our Cujo review. Ben Richards, he's desperate to get some cash. He doesn't want his wife walking the streets anymore. He's basically a rebel and he won't conform to anything, so he gets fired all the time. He's been on the dole for a while. They got a baby that has pneumonia, and so he's joined the network and he gets selected to be on The Running Man, which is he'll be hunted down across the nation and killed. But the longer he stays alive, the more money he'll make. And what a heinous concept. What a horrific.
With the concept alone, we have to say this is his second dystopian novel, Bachman's, because we got The Long Walk, which has a similar enough premise. Except Long Walk was like a 117-year-old Americans running this, you know, long walk, and the one who wins gets literally everything he wants. Mm-hmm. This one, the winner of the Running Man show, just gets a specific prize money at the end. It's like $1 billion or like more.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but no one's ever won it.
Yeah, because the entire nation is hunting you. Which I also want to point out, the German title, Menschenjagd, which means manhunt, basically.
Which is fair.
Yeah, decent enough translation.
But it's just basically about that. He's being hunted. And it is some of the most depressing since Road Work. I don't know if it's... well, it's horrific. We can get into it a bit, I think. He basically finds out that his wife and daughter, who he's been getting all this money for and suffering so long, this man gets mangled. This might be the most mangled character in all of Stephen King's literature. He has his leg broken, he gets shot. I mean, eventually his intestines are flying out everywhere.
Yep.
But he finds out that all of his suffering was for nothing because his wife and daughter were killed almost immediately. Because they ask him, he's so good at hiding that they're like, hey, you want to be a hunter? We'll fake kill you and give you a new identity.
And his response is pretty fair. Should we spoil it? Because King also spoils it in his Being Batman.
That's the one that is spoiled anytime you listen or read a Bachman book.
Because for some reason they put it at the front of every Bachman book. Except this German copy, this reprint. Because in the original print of this, they also put it at the front. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the publisher actually listened. And they put it at the back. Yeah, because he talks about the ending, he gives it away.
Gives some of it away. He gives the basic.
Yeah.
Ben flies a plane into the network and kills a bunch of people.
Kills everyone, including the fat producer guy.
Yeah. After he's been gut shot and his guts are literally flying out.
I'm surprised King didn't, take this one out of print.
King's not going to claim that he caused September 11th terror attacks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that immediately. But there are so many interesting characters. There's the black family that takes him in that... We don't know what happens to them other than they have to go on the run for protecting him.
There's the guy who helps him make the fake identity. I remember that scene because he's singing or humming that song, Better Davis Eyes. And and Ben is wondering what the hell is that?
Yeah. The fat kid whose mother is a giant racist and just the stupidest character ever put in a Stephen King book. She reminds me, if you ever seen the movie The Mist.
Yeah, Miss Carmody, the religious.
It reminds me of that character. And he gets killed. And then there's the woman he takes hostage, who's just kind of flighty and dumb, who's rich. Who may have survived jumping out of the airplane?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. That's ultimately what this book is. The people that are affected, it doesn't matter what happened to them. It's a solid book. There's not a whole lot to talk about with it.
Yeah.
Except for Derry is mentioned, which we didn't
mention. First mention of Derry, city.
The city of Derry that is famous for it. This place that it happens in, for the most part. Isn't it also in Tommyknockers?
They drive through Derry in Tommyknockers. It's a central location in Dreamcatcher. And it's central setting in Insomnia.
Okay. I was thinking that it was another one of those important cities. We didn't talk about, in Cujo, they talk about Agunquit, which is where Franny's from in The Stand.
Yeah. That's one of the first subtle connections he did with his fictional cities.
But the 80s King really starts tying things together. Whether consciously or subconsciously. He's starting to do that. Although, if you read his notes in, I think it's The Wastelands, the third Dark Tower book, he doesn't really start thinking of like the tower as the connections until it. Because that's got Madryn and all that. All that stuff. But anyway, that's really all I have for Running Man. It's worth checking out. Yeah. Is it the best Bachman? No, I don't think so. I think it's really good. I still think Roadwork is a better read. Roadwork's probably the best of the early Bachmans.
My question, because I think this book is excellent, but I love pretty much all the Bachman books. The question I have, because this is one of two dystopian futures. I think I still prefer The Long Walk.
I do too.
But I think this may be better in showing a dystopian future.
Yes, but that's not the point of The Long Walk.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that's something different, even though the core premise is kind of similar between these two.
Yeah. I feel like this one feels more 80s.
Oh, for sure.
It's dystopia. The Long Walk is more timeless.
Oh, speaking of the 80s, did you also get a good laugh when he has like top modern technology and video cameras and it's cassette tapes?
Yeah.
Guys, we're making a comeback next year.
That's just with all that sort of thing. I was reading some Isaac Asimov, and he does that from time to time where he just didn't guess the tech right. Or he over-guessed the tech. At least King doesn't over-guess. Anyway, yeah. Recommend checking out The Running Man. And that actually ends the early Bachman stuff. Because Thinner is not considered early Bachman. That was written to be Bachman. These were just King books that he wrote when he was younger. That he didn't publish for a while. Or they got rejected, that sort of thing.
And with Thinner, the first book written with the intention of being Bachman, and it's the one where he got outed.
Yep.
Thankfully, it wasn't the last, but, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it's the first of, like, the final trilogy, so to speak, the final Bachmans.
Yeah, but I count Blaze as more of an early Bachman because it's the same style.
Yeah, like, and same, time, same era. It's closer to these.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. It's been like King Bachman, that sort of thing, and now we're not going to have that much longer.
Which is a shame.
It is because a shame.
The next one would have been Misery.
Was Misery supposed to be a Bachman?
Yeah, Misery was supposed to be Bachman. He worked on two more novels. One of which he worked into The Dark Half. It was called Machine's Way.
Okay.
And there was another novel he abandoned called My Pretty Pony, which became a short story later on.
Okay. Damn.
So yeah, three confirmed Bachman books we could have gotten, but didn't.
Huh. I wonder how different they would have been. Well, yeah. Next time, we take a step towards the Dark Tower with the Gunslinger. Have a good one.